WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
This is Fresh Air. When Robert Hine was 20, his doctor told him to prepare to lose his sight. He lost it gradually over the next 30 years to a degenerative eye disease. Hine is a history professor. When he could no longer see, he turned to Braille. He adapted from library research to oral history. He devised a system to keep track of the students he could no longer see. After 15 years in the dark, vision in one eye was restored through an operation. Hine has written a new memoir called Second Sight about what it was like to go blind and then to see again. I asked him to describe the first time he saw his wife after 15 years. I figured he had kept a visual image of her that hadn't aged during the years he was blind.
Well, you know, that was true with most people, Terry. That is, I felt that 15 years of aging when I would see the face again. But with my wife, strangely enough, it didn't happen. I don't know whether my wife didn't age as much or whether the fact that I was always so close to her meant that I kept up with her changes. Her hair was completely white by the time I got my sight back, and it had not been white when I was blind. But she was always very blonde, very light, and the blondness to the whiteness didn't seem to change that much. And I felt, you know, Shirley's face was so close to me. I didn't feel it of the vibrations there, or I didn't feel the shock of a change that I did with so many other people. My daughter, for example, who had 15 years when you're young, makes much more difference. I get much more of a difference than it does when you're older.
Yeah, she went from a teenager to a mature mother of two.
Yes, that's right. Mm-hmm.
Could you tell us what it was like the first time you opened your eyes after the operation and you could see?
Oh, it was just so wonderful. I can never tell you fully how great that was. I was in a doctor's office, of course, and surrounding me were all these shining instruments and bottles of colored medications. And of course, the first thing I saw was the nurse, just because she was there when the bandages came off. And she looked, she moved away a bit, and she looked very strange to me. You don't see at first as you should, you know. I hope everyone understands that it takes a while to learn to see. The fact that the light is coming in properly through your eyeball does not mean that you're going to see. You've got the brain and the whole pathways and everything has to adjust so that what you see at first is very distorted. I remember thinking that nurse, she had a white pants uniform on, that she looked like a spaceman, like those images that I had remembered of the landings on the moon. But then when I saw my wife right beside her, it was so beautiful. Shirley had worn a blouse that day of banded color. I've never asked her whether that was deliberate or not, but the first thing I did after I saw her and we smiled was to point to those colors and name them for her, yellow, blue, red. Those things are so exciting, you simply can't begin to describe them.
Did you go through any surprising depressions after your surgery? I'm sure everybody assumed you should be elated all the time. I don't know if you really were.
No, you're quite right. There are times when you're not so sure about the change. For one thing, you realize or you come to realize that as a sort of professional person, that as a blind man, you have been given certain privileges. You've been deferred to, and you've been you wonder if maybe some of your accomplishments were based on the fact that people realized you were blind. And are you going to have those deferences and those privileges and those advantages now that you're sighted again? That's a real worry, I think, with people who get their sight back what is this whole new world going to do to you or going to demand of you that it was not demanding while you were blind?
What was your first thought when you looked in the mirror and you saw yourself 15 years older than when you'd last seen your face?
That was not very happy, I can certainly tell you that. Not only the mirror, but your whole body. The hair on my arms, for example, just looked awful. You see, this is also a part of the fact that you're not seeing well at first. You're seeing distortedly. The veins in your hand just look awful. You just look like you're 1,000 years old and coming out of those Hilton pictures of Shangri-La, remember when they get back into the real world and they all turn into sort of mummies again? You had that sort of feeling when you looked at yourself, at least I did. Mouths looked weird and eyes were all strange. Of course, I had lost a lot of hair in those years, and so I had an enormous forehead that I hadn't remembered before. That's not easy, seeing yourself again after 15 years.
My guest is Robert Heine. He's the author of the new book Second Sight, which is about how he went blind at the age of 50 and then through surgery regained sight in one eye 15 years later. We'll be back after this break. This is Fresh Air. My guest is Robert Heine, author of the new book Second Sight. You say that you developed an excessive interest in the human body after you regained your sight, and a new excitement in sex. I guess those two were connected.
Yes, I think so.
Did you find that you had kind of taken for granted before the visual aspect of sexuality?
Well, I think I learned what perhaps most people know, that that sight is awfully important in sex. The vision of a beautiful woman is not unrelated, certainly, to sexual excitement. But I suppose we always assume that and properly so, that's not the whole story. But the question is whether vision, whether sight is how important it is to sex. And I just felt very deeply that I learned again that it is a very important thing, that it's not just perfume and sounds, soft music and so on that are important, but other things.
Did your dreams change in the period, you know, when you were blind and when you regained your sight? Did you see in your dreams when you were blind?
Yes, the question of color in blindness, color in dreams and in blindness is fascinating. One of the things that happens after your sight comes back, or did happen to me, is you see things that are kind of like dreams, even constantly in your sighted vision. For instance, you get great color fields that sort of roll in these great like waves of beautiful color. Or you get little animation. I remember little figures hopping around like little gnomes all around the landscape. And I'm told that that's fairly frequent with the return of sight, that the visual images that your brain and your mechanisms are reestablishing have to go through a series of forms like this, and you get them repeated so that in the morning when you're just waking up, for example, I remember those days in which these visual fields would roll over my sight, either eyes closed or open. They were beautiful. They were wonderful. I suppose it was like those color fields being replenished after the years of no feeding them in the brain.
In your book, you write that when you were blind, some people magnified every little ordinary act into a deed of courage. I mean, you could be washing the dishes and people would say, "Isn't that amazing? Isn't he special?" Did that feel like high praise to you when you were blind? Did you find that patronizing or appreciate that? And did you continue to get any kind of really great feedback after you had sight, you know?
I think it is patronizing, and I think the blind generally do resent that kind of thing. It's true that that blindness is a. I've sometimes said that the blind are the darlings of the handicapped. They get rewards, and they get an income tax deduction, for example, that nobody else gets, and they're very special as handicapped people. And that's sometimes not very good for the blind themselves. I think the blind, in all the writings of blind people that I've done in the last few years, it seems to me the ones who are most excited about their lives are ones who have been made to do things as if they were not blind, who have been treated as if they were not blind. They are the ones who feel less that difference.
Well, one more question. What gives you the most pleasure now of the things that you can do now that you couldn't do when you were blind?
Oh, I guess reading the newspaper in the morning with my wife beside me and talking about it and spooning that grapefruit and knowing where the grapefruit is going and buttering your roll so that you get the butter where you want it and the amount you want rather than having to test it on your tongue or something like that. There's so many things like that, Terry. It's I could go on all day.
Well, I want to thank you so much for talking with us.
Well, thank you so much, Terry. I appreciate this lots.
Robert Heine's new memoir is Second Sight. Heine is a professor of history emeritus at the University of California, Riverside. This is Fresh Air.